this was the bounce back episode that Tough Enough needed. Great balance of reality TV, in-ring action, promo work, drama. The judges really got involved this time, especially Chris Jericho, who, in my opinion, should have been getting involved like this a lot more from the beginning. The same thing goes for Billy Gunn and Booker T. Saw a little bit more fire out of them. And it was kind of interesting. I mean, we knew Gabby was going to go eventually. And you say to yourself, how long can she really stick in this competition? You're saying, maybe is it fan support? Is it her looks? Is it the accent? It's kind of hard to put a finger on what it is, but I think the arrival of Chelsea changed things big time, because even though her mic skills were not what they needed to be, she proved herself in the ring and she kind of changed the momentum. So there's really not a female worker now there that's like her. She's got that Canadian pedigree. It's going to change things tremendously. In terms of the men, the big guys that we thought were going to be eliminated continue to step up. Mata, even though, you know, it's a very 80s character, he's screaming a lot. He's getting the job done. His eyes are on fire. Josh, too. You know, that British accent is awful, but at the same time, he's proving that he's comfortable, regardless of the situation. So you look at a lot of upper mid-carders in the WWE, and some of them may not have like that intangible, but they're good in everything enough to get by, and Josh may have that. I'm really happy that Hulk Hogan called out Patrick this week, just for the simple fact that, yeah, his whole character is based on the fact that he's a smart mark. But the thing is, too, he's an indie guy. He's got experience. He's had to have had a character before, even if he's only been doing this like 5 or 6 months. So why not show us that? Instead, you keep pandering to the crowd, and it's very cheap poppy. So Sarah Lee really stepped up at the end, but it looks like she'll be on the chopping block next week. The show was great. It had a lot of energy. It flew by really fast. I was really happy that like ZZ wasn't in the bottom three again, and really he did what he needed to do to stand out. He's got this great personality, and if they could just find a way to get him in shape and get him comfortable in the ring, he's going to be awesome. And again, he's got a lot of that Dusty Rhodes in him. He's not the best looking guy in the world. He's just got something. And Sarah Lee is in a interesting situation, because she hasn't been the best, and everyone knows that she's not the best, but whenever she's in the bottom three, the votes are crazy in her favor. To the fact that a guy like Tanner, who definitely belongs in the competition, was nearly voted out because of Sarah Lee's popularity. How much is that going to play a role in the rest of the show moving forward? Tough Enough has really like just begun right now, with the muscle heads out and a couple of the useless divas out. It's going to be a lot more competitive from here on out. Should be pretty interesting.